But in his love,
Avanello is love.
Drunk on the spirit,
drunk on the spirit.
Completely under control,
completely under control.
Of the mother of heaven,
of the mother of heaven.
That breeze went through your mind,
and breeze through your mind.
And with bliss of heaven, you impart them out.
Impart them out.
So be not slothful.
So be not slothful.
Be obedient in his plan.
Be obedient in his plan.
Prophesy to the wind.
Prophesy to the wind.
To the water and the blood.
To the water and the blood.
And let him return on you.
And let him return.
Mellow your ministry,
mellow your ministry,
and bring you forth,
and bring you forth,
a vessel he can use,
a vessel he can use.
Listen one moment.
Listen one moment.
I'll magnify my ministry.
I'll magnify my ministry.
Follow thou me.
Follow thou me.
As I follow the Lord.
As I follow the Lord.
Prophesy to the wind.
Prophesy to the wind.
Cast your bread on the waters.
Cast your bread on the waters.
Throw out your blood,
throw out your blood,
on a sea of love,
on a sea of love,
and it returned unto you,
and return unto you,
in the form of his life,
in the form of his life.
Then you move in power,
move in power,
treadmill of his love,
treadmill of his love.
So be not disobedient,
so be not disobedient,
but follow in faith,
but follow in faith,
and do only the thing,
and do only the thing
that you see in this man,
that you see in this man,
much long suffering,
much long suffering,
diseases and pain. The Lord worked out the whirlwind, treadmill of love. Satan's prophets,
he followed Satan's prophets,
and gave your soul,
and gave your soul.
They did defile,
they did defile.
But now in this day,
but now in this day,
follow the true ministry,
follow the true ministry,
and give them your soul,
and give them your soul.
Heal it undefiled.
See the prophecy fulfilled
in that that day my people,
in that day my people,
shall be one on the vine,
shall be one on the vine,
like clusters of grape,
like clusters of grape,
I'll draw them together,
I'll draw them together,
and tread over them,
and tread over them,
in my treadmill of love,
in my treadmill of love.
Your reward is won. there's nothing,
surely there's nothing,
that I won't do,
that I won't do,
to protect my heritage,
to protect my heritage,
I've placed in you,
I've placed in you,
and deliver the earth,
and deliver the earth,
to my begotten son,
to my begotten son,
as promised in my covenant,
as promised in my covenant,
with his suffering he won,
with his suffering he won.
A new song,
around the throne,
no man could learn,
but the chosen one,
it was a song of love,
the cluster and the vine,
that the winepress of God
had made them all one.
Oh, the love of God
as it presses my soul
makes my eyes run with tears,
makes my body whole,
and mellows me together,
in a vessel for his use,
brings forth his power,
for the other grapes of the land.
This is the only planning.
It's only the first.
In the vineyard of God.
But many million places
to plant a vineyard.
Hath been reserved by our Lord.
Be strong like Samson,
and move in obedience,
carry your treadmill with you,
the winepress of love,
when you find a vineyard,
move in power,
and press them together,
and make them one.
Forget not your mother,
and bring them unto her.
And bring them unto her.
Let them make one of the whole. And press them all together.
And press them all together.
That the earth may be harvested.
That the earth may be harvested.
By the wine press of God.
By the wine press of God.
The press of His love.
The press of His love.
Oh, the juice of the grape.
Oh, the juice of the grape.
That flows from the branch.
That flows from the branch.
That flows from the vine.
That flows from the vine.
Makes us all one.
And makes us all one.
In the winepress of His love.
In the winepress of His love.
He crushes together.
He crushes together.
And the joy and love.
In joy and love.
Words cannot tell.
Words cannot tell.
Now, today's tape, last night's tape, and these others, get on. Just why? Why, Brother Pruitt? Because just because I said, just do it in obedience. That's all he required, just do it in obedience.
Yes, Lord.
Say, well, I got all I need, got to. No, you don't. See, you're not the judge of yourself, the Lord is, and He sees parts missing in you. And He's been very careful to do this thing with much suffering all through the ages, to do it just one step at a time and do it perfectly. And don't be caught despising it by disobeying it. That's what you do. Oh. So with this love moving in you now, get on these tapes that you missed. Oh, and just let them complete your life. Where you can do something in you with knowledge. Okay?
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
We're ready now to listen to part of a baptismal service in the new creation, the order in the new creation that took place in the Dallas church, and a little tidbits of ministries and mysteries that the Lord gave while the baptism service was going on. Listen to it now and let Him renew the knowledge in you that you might know the mysteries of God and know the fullness of Jesus Christ.
Be baptized into the heavenly water of your body, that He might lose His life in you. Come forth in your likeness of the heavenlies. Oh, 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 oh. Come forth in your likeness. Lay him right down. Right to that throne. Cover him up. I want you to watch this close. God being a merciful God, also a God that knows that we walked before he revealed his new way, that we walked in ignorance. And his blood covered our ignorance. Yes, that's one of the works of the blood. It covers the sins of ignorance. When your heart's right toward the Lord, it covers the sins of ignorance. Does not cover the sin of rebellion. He chastens them out of you, either with judgment or with chastenings of glory when you submit in your heart. But in the time that we were moving in restoration, 4 years ago, it's written there at home. When I wrote it, I hid it. 4 years ago, the Lord began to move through me, seeking a city. I wrote it and hid it. When I got through with it, he said, "Hi." "Lord, you mean I'm not going to find the city?" He said, "Hide it. It's there at home in the drawer." I just went back and looked at it one time since then. It's there. You can go find it if you want to. But one other thing that I remember about that is about that fig. He said the invitation goes back to the people that were lost through no fault of their own and wayward and strangers in the world. And you know, I didn't know what he was talking about, but now I realize what he's talking about. He's talking about the ones that were wandering in ignorance, doing the best they could. And that working of the blood, I taught it from 12, 14 years, how it covers sins of ignorance. And that's who he was talking about. And he was talking especially about children. People that raised children in the old covenant, did all the mistakes with them, they get a chance again to, by the blood and the pure heavenly blood and the pure heavenly body of Jesus, to actually return them again into their womb by that blood and that body and rebirth them again into the new age, because he didn't want the children to be infected with our sins of ignorance no more than he wanted us to be reinfected. Oh! So what we do, we bring him before the throne in obedience to him until he tells me another way. That's the way we will do it. Oh! Now let me ask you something else. Did you know in the new creation, people that are moving in obedience, birth children, they're going to come forth not struck by Satan? No, sir. They will not come forth with a covenant of death. Because they'll come forth with the same blood, same heavenly blood, and the same heavenly body that you've got in your body. They feed off of your blood and the water of your body, and off of your breath, and that's the way they're coming forth. You check it out in the scripture. Now, if you believe I'm telling you some strange doctrine, get your witty-bitty Bible that you know so much about and go look at it. You'll find it from Genesis to Revelation. The promise is there to your children. You'll find, even find in Paul's life, that your children are clean through your life. tell you, old Smutty Paws is a goner. Oh, Lord. He has been destroyed. Now, Brother Pruitt, how can you say that when you look around? I don't look at that. I heard a voice, and I heard it from heaven, and I heard it inside of me, and I hear it continually. Satan has been cast down, has been destroyed, and that's what he is. If our Father permit long enough, want to use him long enough, you know that's the way he does, he just uses Satan. Want to use him long enough to bring judgment upon the wicked and chastening upon the disobedient to get the disobedient in, purge them of their old way and bring them into the kingdom, that's all right with me. But he hath been cast down and he hath been destroyed. Jesus, in obedience to you, our Father, we bind this child back into the mother's womb, baptize them into the heavenly water of your body. They come forth as one, cleansed in the image of your heavens. Oh, 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 name, I'll do it. He didn't put a limit on it. He said, ask and I'll even give you the heathen for the inheritance. You believe that, don't you? Say, well, I've got to get out there and work. Who told you that? But ask first. Take the word for one that suffered for years by running out there and taking for granted I was supposed to do it and not asking and confessing it was mine. Oh, and getting in trouble. Getting chased all over the country and shot at. Instead of doing in obedience what he told me to do, and that he says, when he told me already, he said, when you set your foot down, say, it hath been given unto me. I didn't do it. Instead of confessing, he just took it for granted and go to running in that rough shot like a wild bull. What are you trying to hide for, Brother Herman? Oh. It's all right. It hath been destroyed. We did it in ignorance. But he's still chasing us for it, didn't he? Oh. Man had me running all over the country hiding from the police and everything else. Folks shooting at me, Thought I didn't obey him. Showed me later he said why. He said, I gave you the promise, but said you didn't claim it. Said you just took it for granted and just run in our rough shot. Said, what'd you let me do that for? I said, I had to teach you. Boy, that's a terrible way to learn. Oh. 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 Wrap it back into the mud. Oh, just lay them right over. Oh, and then heaven and water. Oh, y'all just line up, if you will. The baby's right across there. Oh, you that have already been baptized, and I'm going to just, by faith, wrap them back in your body. Oh, and baptize them right into your body, okay? Oh, let me have the rain. Oh. Right back in your mind. Oh, baptize them right back into their mother's body. Oh, snap them right back in. Back into their mother's mouth. Let them come forward. Baptize them right back into her mother's body, Lord Jesus. Let them come forth in a new creation in your life. Hath been done. Oh. Oh. Lord Jesus, baptize them right back in the mother's body. Let them come forth. Do that. How you think you raise folks from the dead? You know how you raise folks from the dead? Well, why you just go tell them they're alive? You reach forward by faith to the resurrection and say they have been resurrected. I thought you went out there and struggled with them, Raiden. You reach forward to the resurrection. And by faith, you bring the resurrection here and now. You say they have been now resurrected. Why, the resurrection is not so. It's in the future. And there's no time and space in faith. This is proven through the Apostle Paul, and no one, because it wasn't time. I reckon, but hardly anyone, and I say no one, hardly anyone accepted his revelation of that. And the church went out in defeat because they were waiting for something to happen. And he said, listen, even though the seventh suffering is not through, said we can reach forward by faith and get it and live in it now until it comes to pass. And said then when it comes to pass, said we can move on into the new creation. They didn't believe it. Faith reaches out and gets something that's not there and in the future, and it says it hath been given right now. I have it. It hath been wrapped back into the mother's womb, baptized back to her body, hath come forth. in the new creation. To go back through all those steps, I asked the Lord and he showed me. He said 400 years ago this is supposed to come forth. He said my people disobeyed because they kept waiting for me to bring it forth instead of reaching forth by faith and claiming it. You know what I began to do right then? Half. Joke through the water and the blood and those half strokes of faith, I swam upon that sea of glass. Half been given. Sea of glass has been given. You don't look at a promise as far off. It's finished in Jesus. And those have been confessions of faith that the Lord led us into drove us quickly into this thing that was supposed to take 100 years. But he said he doesn't have to. He said, listen, time with me said a year like a blink of an eye. Or even 1,000 years like a blink of an eye. What does time mean to me? He said, I waited 400 years because of disobedience. And you had to go all the way back. We had to take you all the way back and make up for the disobedience of my people that was supposed to come forth. Said you couldn't be my people until you did what they were supposed to do and make up for their disobedience and go back to the cross. Said you being not the children of promise, they were the children of promise. But you being not the children of promise, said you had to make up for their disobedience because they rejected and disobeyed. Same way the old Jerusalem, the Jew nation, you remember? They disobeyed, so the Gentiles reached and picked it up by faith. They were not children of promise. Said now here we are 400 years, said you were not the children of promise. Said you were the children of my foreknowledge. I knew you. But said the promise was to those 400 years ago. And to say, because they disobeyed, said you had to go back and pay for their disobedience. Said you couldn't start where they disobeyed. Said they were moving into the city. Said you had to go all the way back to the cross and become children of the promise. Make up for their disobedience. Got the first group through and got back to the cross and got back where those fell from 400 or 500 years ago or longer. Where they fell from, said then you became children of the promise in their place. You became children of adoption and then you became children of the promise. And then said from then on everyone that comes in, they don't have to go back there. So they come right into the new creation. If that's too deep for you, just please read Romans, the 8th chapter. It's so simple. If you want to argue with him about it, just read Romans, the 8th chapter. You don't have to be a child of promise. You can be a child of an adoption, and the very moment he adopts you and puts his blood in you, then you're the child of the promise. And just because they messed it up 1,000 years ago, that doesn't mean you and I have to live in their mess up. We can go right back by faith and pick up where they left off and come through in adoption, and the blood and the flesh will come down then with their children upon them. I said, Lord, I thought you said you foreknew. Yes. But said in order to be just, I have to lay out promises for each generation. Said if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be just. Said they could come before me and say, you didn't give me the promise. In each generation. They could tell me that and said they would be right. So said, I don't do that. I said, I lay out a promise to every generation. Pick it up, they go with it. If they let it fall by the wayside, said, I'll leave it there for the first obedient heart that comes along to pick it up.
I've bruised the head of Satan under your feet. With my blood I've wiped you from feet. Cast all of your sins and your old Adam life and the workings of Satan in my pit of fire.
Now you're resting in my promised land, in my kingdom of peace.
Thank you. for fountains of youth. Many have searched, and in my fountains of living water, they quench all their thirst. Under my tent of glory, forever they stay. My tent of glory, healing on every hand,
from all worry, in my paradise, the land of my promise.
Now the spirit of life, the juice of my glory, in fruits now abound on every tree. My fruits can be found.
leaves of healing on every tree. My grace of Satan.
With my blood I've wiped you. From feet to head, cast all of your